When refugees resettle in a new country, they often deal with tension between new cultural values and traditional ones. A big difference can be expectations for how women should interact with men. Monica Sandreski talked with one young, ethnically Karen woman from Burma about that transition.
Posters of Southeast Asian women wearing dresses in fuchsia and turquoise hang on most of the walls in this apartment in Ithaca.
It's Burma. It's like traditional clothing style.
Jo Jun Sina, she goes by Junsi, lives here with her mom, who's working in the back room.
Oh, sorry.
As she's sewing, her mom hardly speaks and won't look you in the eye. Junsi says it's considered rude in Burma, and yet, as she explains, Junsi looks you square in the eye. She heads to the family's 1970s floral couch and sips a Coke. Unlike her mom, Junsi doesn't sew much. Instead, she studies, a lot, for her nursing program at TC3 Community College. For fun, she takes photos, listens to music. Taylor Swift is in her top 10.
Like, every song that she has, you know, represents some kind of woman power. You know, I like it.
Feeling empowered didn't come easily, she says. Junsi and her sister struggled in Burma and Thailand. For one, domestic abuse was a big issue in the refugee camps. Women were expected to be quiet, and talking with boys could hurt your reputation.
And every time I do something, I talk like that, and I was treated like I'm kind of slut. So, yeah. Oh, women hate BAC like that, you know, so they try to avoid it as much as possible.
That expectation followed her to Ithaca. She moved here in 2009 with her mom, sister, and stepfather. He got in trouble with the law and ended up in jail. After that, she started to feel a new sense of freedom. Junsi started dating a guy who lived in Toronto and visited him. She says people in the Burmese and Karen communities in town didn't think it was appropriate.
So when I first came here, I started doing things that against my culture. When people would talk about me and I heard it, I would cry. You know, it's like unbearable, like pain, unbearable pain. You know, after, you know, maybe 5-6 years, then I get used to it.
Even though it was hard, Junsi says she dealt with it more easily, in part because intimate relationships are more accepted in American culture.
I don't like... No, women need to be virgin, women need to feel ashamed, you know? I don't like those kind of negative thoughts in my head.
As we're talking, her mom calls to her from the sewing room, and Junsi answers.
Don't worry about it. She just doesn't like me to talk about my personal. But I'm fine with it. Like, it's part of my culture. Talk too much about personal, but I don't care.
This kind of culture clash is common, according to Sue Chafee. She heads up immigrant legal services in Ithaca. She says it's part of women figuring out their own identity, taking ESL classes and working. They also watch a lot of American television.
You know, she's not going to put up with cheating because what she saw on a Lifetime movie, that kind of thing, which sounds a little bit sweet and naive, but it's also a way that's making her feel empowered.
Back at the apartment in Ithaca, Junsi says she'd like to have a family one day, but wants to do it on her terms.
I'd like to push myself to a point where I overcome it. And that when you overcome it, it's life gets easier.
She says when you push yourself, you get stronger and don't feel the criticism anymore. I'm Monica Sandreski for WRVO News.